Good Sunday morning. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums and Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning.
A math professor at the University of Arkansas returns to the studio this morning to help us figure out last week's puzzle, which included a train, Winslow, Arkansas, and an eagle.
That's right. So the train was heading down to Winslow, 15 miles away at 30 miles an hour, got there in half an hour, right? And the eagle left the train, flew to Winslow, back to the train, back to Winslow, and so on.
The whole time the train's moving.
The whole time. The eagle's flying quite a bit faster, so it could go forwards and back, forwards and back. And the question was, how far did the eagle fly?
And once again, the train's going 30, the eagle's going 60.
60 miles per hour. And it sounds pretty complicated because you have to add up all these little distances. The eagle flies this amount, and then this amount, and then this amount, and this amount, forever and ever and ever. But actually, the beautiful thing is, there's a real simple way to do this problem. So the train took half an hour to get to Winslow, right? It was going 30 miles per hour, 15 miles, half an hour. The eagle's going 60 miles per hour, so it traveled
30 miles.
30 miles, that's it.
Well, that is pretty simple.
That's a great problem, isn't it? Actually, I'm making my one of my classes do it the hard way, though. Just for So there's a funny story about John von Neumann, who is one of the greatest 20th century mathematicians, and he was asked this question, and he more or less answered it instantly, and somebody said, well, so you did it the easy way. He said, no, I added it all up. The funny thing about von Neumann is that he was one of the models for Dr. Strangelove. He actually advocated a first strike against the Soviets in the 50s.
My.
Yeah, he's a kind of an intense character.
I can't help but think about this eagle, though, at the end of, as the train's getting closer to Winslow, and, you know, the first time it flew a while, turned around, had a bit of a... But at the end, it's kind of probably going to look like a pinball, just moving back and forth.
Oh, worse than that. It's going zip, 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 zip. Right. And, you know, really what's going on at the end there is a pretty subtle and interesting issue that people have been thinking about things like that for literally thousands of years.
You mean as the distances are getting shorter for the eagle?
Yeah, what's actually going on there? In fact, you know, last week we talked about that there are different sizes of infinities. Well, infinities has been on people's minds for a long time. And... you know, a few weeks ago, we talked about how it was discovered that there are irrational numbers, numbers that aren't ratios of other numbers, of whole numbers. And this was discovered about 2,500 years ago. And it actually raised a very important question that people took a very long time to sort out. And this is more or less it. Is space, the space around us, is it a continuum? Is it continuous with no gaps? Is it a smooth, homogeneous? Or is it discrete? Or let me put it another way. For example, time. Does time flow continuously, or does time flow like frames in a movie? Fundamental thing is, in the end, it turns out that we don't really know. We don't really care in some fundamental sense. But what is the more useful idea? And this this was raised quite a bit right around 2,500 years ago in the context of everything else we've been talking about. And an ancient Greek philosopher by the name of Zeno posed four paradoxes, two of which showed that time and space can't possibly be continuous, and two of which showed that time and space can't possibly be discrete. So this week's problem isn't really a problem. It's just one of Zeno's paradoxes, and the prize will go to whoever can argue both sides of the question. So let's see how this goes.
Okay.
So so the eagle was flying, and then it had to turn around, fly a little while, back and forth,
right.
Shorter and shorter distances. Okay, well, let's try something sort of, let's straighten it out and go all in one direction. So Zeno argued that motion was impossible, continuous motion was impossible, and he used the idea that, okay, Achilles from the Iliad couldn't actually move anywhere because suppose he had to walk over across the room. Well, he would walk halfway across the room, right? And then he'd walk the other half. But in the process of walking the other half, he'd have to walk half of the remaining distance, and then half the remaining distance, and then half the remaining distance still, shorter and shorter distances. And in this way, just the simple act of crossing the room would take an infinite number of steps. Clearly, he couldn't get you can't move anywhere. Well, obviously, something's the matter here. And what's the matter with this idea?
So if I asked you to move from where you are sitting to halfway across the studio and then do it and repeat it over and over again, would you ever get there? And that's what we want someone to argue both sides of.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get somebody arguing out of both sides of their mouths. I think in this political season, we have people taking hard and fast positions. Now, we have a very special prize this week. And, in fact, we'll give this to anybody who writes in, really, even a confused answer. Even if you just write in to say, man, this is not making any sense, we'll send this to you. It's a very nice little brochure on Infinity made by yours truly. And it's just packed with all kinds of puzzles and paradoxes. So,
and it takes only a finite amount of time to read it.
Well,
but you may spend the rest of Infinity thinking about some of the things that are written in it.
I hope so.
All right. So KUAFINFO at UARK.edu. That's KUAFINFO at UARK.edu.
And I'll see you next week or some infinite time in the future.
Well, what are you going to do halfway between now and next week and then in the next halfway? All right. I'm Goodman Strauss.
See you later.
Thank you. I'm Goodman Strauss. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He puzzles us most every Sunday on Ozarks at Large.